Many Christians today, both Catholic and Protestant, look at the events going on in the world and believe that we are in the end times. Well, technically, we've been in the end times since the days of Christ. What they really believe is that we are in the end of days. The tribulation, the apocalypse, the book of Revelation, the final things that will happen just before Christ's second coming. And that may be the case. However, according to the Catholic prophecies over the last few centuries, saints and mystics, as well as the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Christ himself, this is not the case. It is not the end of days, not yet, though we are close. According to Catholic prophecy, we are entering a great chastisement which will purify the Church and bring about its restoration, a return to Christendom, the era of peace, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Keep in mind, this is private revelation, not public revelation. Public revelation are those things that we must believe in order to save our souls. Public revelation ended with the death of the last apostle and consists of those things found in Scripture, sacred tradition, and infallible declarations of the Magisterium of the Catholic Church. Private revelation is any revelation from heaven, prophecies, apparitions of Jesus, Mary, or other saints that, though approved by the Catholic Church, are not binding. We are not required to believe them. However, these prophecies have been right so far. Now, the purpose of this video is not to give you all the prophecies. I have plenty of videos on my channel going through those prophecies. If you are interested in hearing those prophecies for yourself, I have a playlist called Apparitions and Prophecies. Go watch those videos. Rather, what I will do in this video is show you what will happen according to Catholic prophecy. And I may throw some of the prophecies in here and there to give support. The Venerable Bartholomew Holzhauser wrote in the 16th century a timeline of the Church. He divides Church history into seven ages. For our purposes, we are only concerned with the last three. The fifth age, which began with the Protestant Reformation and lasts to this day, will end with a mini apocalypse, a chastisement. It will have all the elements we are expecting with the end of days, and so it will look like the end is here, but it won't be. The sixth age, which is still to come, is the restoration of the Church, the end of Freemasonic secularism, and a return to Christendom, and the era of peace. The seventh age is the age of the Antichrist and the actual end of days. I don't think Holzhauser was being prophetic in his own right, but rather this was an academic study having read the prophecies. It's this timeline I will use as a backdrop, though the events are not exclusively from Holzhauser. The end of the fifth age, our current age, will end with the following events. They are in no particular order necessarily, since it's not clear in what order the events of the chastisement will take place. But this is a proposed timeline. The weather patterns will change. This will cause all kinds of natural disasters, fires, earthquakes, hurricanes. This is because of the sinfulness of the world. Hostilities will break out in Europe. According to prophecy, hostilities will break out throughout the whole world, but especially in all of Europe. According to one prophecy, this will happen after the Pope returns from Moscow, and as soon as he gets to the Vatican, hostilities will break out. Russia will be the cause. Some prophecies say that Russia will invade all of Europe and cause much suffering. A great war will break out that will be very intense, but very short, and no one will win. God will intervene and make it clear to all that He is real with some sort of visible sign to all, giving humanity one last chance to turn from its evil ways. Some of the most recent prophets say that there will be an illumination of conscience, where God will talk directly to every person in the world at once. All will be shown the state of their soul, whether they would go to heaven, hell, or purgatory, were they to die at that moment. They will also be given the knowledge that Catholicism is the true religion. Satan will be bound for a while during this time, and there will be a massive influx of conversions to the Catholic faith. After that time is up, Satan will be loosed again, and most will fall away and return to their former state. But not all the converts will fall away, and some of those who are already Catholic will fall away, and the world will return to its former state. The enemies of Christ will target the Catholic Church. Many of those who remain Catholic will be martyred. the Pope will flee Rome, be captured and killed, and the Catholic Church will look dead. The Mass will cease all over the world, as well as the sacrament of confession. The enemies of Christ will rejoice that they have destroyed His Church. This will be allowed to punish the bad clergy and purify the Church. The people of God will rally around the legitimate King of France. He will be the great Catholic monarch. He will wage war against all secular governments, and he will eventually win, getting rid of all democracies and republics, ushering in the Sixth Age. He will rule all the areas of the old Roman Empire directly and will practically rule the world. He will be crowned Holy Roman Emperor, and he will reestablish Christendom, and his glory will be brighter than ever before. Now, either before or during the War of the Great Monarch, the following events will happen: fire from heaven and the 3 days of darkness. I say during, because there is no way, humanly speaking, the king and a relatively small army of loyalists can win against all the secular armies of the world without assistance from God. Our Lady speaks of fire from heaven in several of her approved apparitions, such as Our Lady of Good Success and Akita. Because of sin, especially the lack of virginity in the world, God will send fire from heaven, wiping out a great part of humanity. This could be an asteroid, nuclear weapons, a rogue planet such as Planet X, a comet, or simply straight up fire from heaven. Many saints and mystics, including Elizabeth Kanori Mora, Anna Maria Taiji, and Mary Julie Jehany, have warned of 3 days of darkness that will cover the whole earth. Hell will be unleashed on earth. Demons will kill anyone who's outside. Most people will die from fear at the sight of the demons. To protect yourself and your family, stay indoors. Cover and seal all windows and doors. Do not look outside and do not open the door if you hear people, even loved ones, begging to be let in. The demons will pretend to be loved ones trapped outside to encourage people to open their doors. No light will work except blessed candles. It has become popular to say that the candle must be made of beeswax, but none of the prophecies say that. You will only need one candle to last all 3 days, and you should make sure you have enough food and water for the 3 days. During the 3 days of darkness, you should sit around the candle and pray the rosary. There will be a warning sign in the sky to let us know the 3 days of darkness is about to happen. When all this is said and done, a great part of humanity, probably 75%, will have perished. Our Lady called it a second deluge. Only those who pray the rosary and are devoted to Our Lady, as well as a few of their loved ones and a few others destined for the restoration, will survive. But not all those devoted to Our Lady will survive. Jesus said at St. Nicholas, "Previously the world was saved through Noah's Ark. Today the Ark is my mother. By means of her, souls will be saved because it will bring them towards me. Whoever rejects my mother rejects me." Just when all is lost for the Catholic Church, a holy pope will somehow be elected. Some prophecies say that Saints Peter and Paul will descend from heaven and appoint him themselves. He will restore the church. He will call a great ecumenical council that will settle all disputed matters of doctrine, putting an end to all heresies. The Orthodox churches and all other schismatic churches will re-enter the one Holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church, ending all schism. And practically the entire world will be Catholic. This will be the Sixth Age. Because the only people who will survive the chastisement will be the devotees of Mary, this will bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The whole world will recognize her powerful intercession, her dogmas, and her queenship, and she will be the Queen of Hearts. Then we will have the promised era of peace. But the era of peace will be short. After all these things come to pass and all the evil people have perished, the restoration will take about 20 years. Not only will we not have to reinvent the wheel, we won't have to reinvent cars, airplanes, television, cell phones, computers, and the internet. And then, as Our Lady said, 20 to 25 years of good harvest, and people will forget, and the state of humanity will be worse than before. And when the great Catholic monarch is very old and passes away, the Antichrist will succeed him, either through battle or unjust usurpation of his throne. Then we will have the Seventh Age, the Antichrist, and the Second Coming of Christ. Now, I know all this sounds very fantastic, and difficult even for Christians to wrap their head around, especially the illumination of conscience, which I'm not completely convinced will happen. But it does make sense to me. If God is about to wipe out a greater part of humanity, it only makes sense that he would give the world ample warning so that nobody would have an excuse. No one will be able to say, "I didn't know." And if Garabandal is correct, then the illumination of conscience will happen before the great sign. And Conchita Gonzalez, who is in her 70s and not in her 80s, will announce the great sign, or what they call the miracle, 8 days in advance. These prophecies may not be mutually exclusive either. In other words, it may not be the case that war breaks out, then the church gets persecuted, then the illumination of conscience, and then this, and then that. Some of these things will overlap. So I don't know if the persecution of the church will start before the illumination of conscience or after, or if it will start then the illumination of conscience and then pick up again after Satan has been released, which is most likely. There is also an alternative view of these things that's expressed by Catholics such as Countdown to the Kingdom. They agree that most of these things are going to happen, but they say that the Antichrist will come first, then we will have the era of peace, which will last for about 1,000 years. This is premillennialism. However, they do not say Christ will return during this time. In other words, the Antichrist happens while all this stuff is going on and not when Christ returns. And they may very well be correct, I don't know. The problem I have with this is traditionally it is Christ who kills the Antichrist with his breath at his second coming. Also, most of their stuff is based on new prophets over the last, say, 60 years or so, who don't have the level of approval that the old ones do. And there's no mention of the great Catholic monarch. In fact, I watched one of their shows once where they discussed it, and they kind of laughed it off a little bit. I'm sorry, but Catholic prophets have been predicting the great Catholic monarch for almost 2,000 years now. Then these new guys come along and say nothing about it. I don't buy it. I believe the early prophecies are correct, as expressed in Holzhauser's work. Until my next video, God bless.